I would like to read just one very simple verse. You don't have to turn to it if you don't want to, because I'm sure this is a well-known verse as well. I'm sure the boys and girls have had this at the Good News Centre as their memory verse. And this is a verse that is actually repeated 3 times in the Bible. You know, when God says something once, we should listen, because He's God, He's our Creator. But He says this 3 times. And where I'm going to read from is Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. This is what the Bible says. This is the Word of God. The Bible says this: for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, that word that we don't use that often, it's a wee bit of an old-fashioned word, but whosoever means everybody. Anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise from heaven. And that's exactly what Johnny did when he was 4. That's what I did when I was 16. That's what many people in this room have done. Different times, different places, but we've called upon the name of the Lord Jesus for salvation. And it's a great thing to be saved. It's a great thing to be saved. Saved from hell. Saved from the judgment that you deserve, that we deserve because of our sins. Saved and fit for heaven. I want to speak about this call that you must make. It is a call you must make. For the past 2 weeks, I've been over in Northern Ireland and I've been preaching the gospel in a place called Bangor. Bangor is a town that is maybe the size of Livingston. Maybe about 70,000 people live in Bangor. It's quite a big town. And I was reading the daily paper, the Bangor Telegraph, last week, and the headline news was this: the call was not responded to. The call was not responded to. And do you know what the sad story was? There was an elderly gentleman in his 70s, and he felt stabbing pains in his chest. He felt a pain down his arm. And immediately he knew, this is serious. This is serious. He thought he was having a heart attack. And sadly, he thought, right. And he was all on his own. Nobody else was in the house. And he had a terrible pain. And he couldn't get to the phone in the next room. But thankfully, he got his mobile phone. He got his mobile phone out of his pocket. And he dialed 999 because it was an emergency. He had to make that call. And he did make the call, and he had the presence of mind to explain where he was, his address. He explained the pains and how regular they were and how that he was really, really in need of help. I can't explain what happened. It was a mix-up. There was some problem with whether it was a computer error or whether it was the ambulance went to the wrong address, but the call that the man made, the important call, the very, very necessary call that he made, it wasn't responded to. The man died. And that is the headline that I read last week. The call, the urgent call, was not responded to. And you know, there was a doctor who was sort of speaking on behalf of the health centre or the hospital, and he's trying to give his apologies, and he's trying to sort of paper over the collapse, you know. And he's saying, quite honestly, the tragedy is that there was a whole load of people who get the stabbing pains and get the warning that they have to make the urgent call, and they don't make the call. They don't make the call. And they think, oh, it's indigestion. or it's something they've eaten, and they just sort of delay until it's too late making the call. And the sad thing is, here's a man, and he made the call. He dialed 999. He gave his address. He gave the symptoms, the problems, but the call was not responded to. Can I tell you in this gospel meeting this afternoon that there's a call that every single one of us in our lifetime we must make? It's an urgent call. It's the most important call you could ever possibly make. And I can assure you, 100% on this book, the Word of God, I can assure you that call will be answered. It will be responded to. I can assure you, because he heard my call, and he heard Johnny's call, and the wonderful thing about the gospel, and the wonderful thing about my Saviour Jesus Christ is, he has never ever let anybody down. He has never ever refused to come. Maybe you remember, and I'm not here to throw stones at the health service, not at all, but maybe you'll remember last year, a man up in the north of Scotland, an ambulance driver, got a call to go to someone who was in real danger, but he was on his tea break. Remember that? And the person died. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, he has never, ever failed to respond to a call from a sincere sinner. I wonder tonight, or this afternoon, it's getting dark, I wonder, as you look back over your life, some of you have been coming to Sunday school for a while, and I don't think there's anybody here hearing the gospel for the first time, but as you look over your life and go down through your life, can you ever remember a time when you just did exactly what the Bible tells you to do? Call. Have you ever made that call? Have you ever simply said, Lord, save me? You see, this verse three times over in the Old Testament, in the book of Joel, hard place to find, I think you're glad they didn't ask you to turn to Joel, and here in Romans, and also in the book of the Acts, the same words. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Three times. And each occasion, each verse has a different emphasis. And I'm not going to go into complicated stuff. But each has a different emphasis. In Joel, the emphasis is upon being saved, being rescued. Because there's all sorts of judgment in Joel chapter 2. There's fire from God and there's judgment in hell. And the emphasis is upon being saved. If you call, you'll be saved. That's a promise. In the book of the Acts, the emphasis is upon the Lord. He's the one who did the saving. He's the one who does the saving. He's the one who died. He's the one we preach. He's the Savior of sinners. But in our verse today, the emphasis is upon the person who makes the call. Whosoever. Whosoever. Here's the promise that you can take from the God of heaven today. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Here's a man called Peter. And you read about this in Matthew chapter 14. Peter is on the water. You think, wait a minute, is he on a boat? Or, well, he was on the boat. But he sees the Lord Jesus, his master, his Lord. He sees the Lord Jesus walking on the water, and only the Lord Jesus Christ has the power and can give the power to do that. But Peter decides he wants to walk beside the Lord Jesus, but Peter gets frightened with the waves and gets frightened by the wind, and he begins to sink. As soon as he takes his eyes off the Lord Jesus, he begins to sink. Mind you, that is a lesson for every Christian. If you're truly saved, you need to keep your eyes on Christ. Maybe for a while your eyes have been off the Lord Jesus. And you'll only go down spiritually. You're really saved. Get your eyes on Christ. And don't take your eyes off him. Because that's what's going to keep you in the good of your salvation by keeping your eyes on the Lord Jesus. Peter took his eyes off Christ and he was drowning. And he needed somebody to help him. And only the Lord Jesus could help him. And he says, Lord, save me. He puts out the call. He makes the urgent call. He says, Lord, save me. And immediately Peter is rescued by the Lord Jesus. He's saved from drowning. He's saved from perishing. He's saved from dying. And here this verse tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, no differences. No differences here as far as the Lord is concerned. It's whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, I'm glad to tell you that it doesn't matter how young or how old or how religious or otherwise you are, there's no difference. All have sinned and all have come short of God's perfect standard, and we're all sinners and we all need a saviour. That's why we need to call. That's why we need the Lord. That's why we need to be saved, because we can't make it to heaven on our own steam. We can't reach God's standard in our sins. We need to be saved. We need someone to help us, and it's only the Lord Jesus that can help us. If we live in our sins and die in our sins, we'll be lost forever. We need to be saved, rescued. We need our sins forgiven. Because of our sin, because of our rebellion, because of our shortcomings, because we're all in the same boat, all of us need to be saved. There's no difference. It's not a case of someone being better than anyone else. It's not a case of someone being a Protestant or a Catholic or a Hindu or a Muslim. We're all the same. Sinners. Sinners in the sight of God who need a Saviour. And whosoever, no difference. Whosoever should call. Not only is there no difference, but there's no difficulties. There's no difficulties presented here. All can be saved, and the difficult part has been done by the Lord Jesus. The difficult part has been done by the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes as we think of difficulties and we think of differences and we think of the small print that we get caught out on with things, and as we think of how that if we make a call, sometimes we can be put in a line and wait for ages, and there's a delay until someone speaks to us, and sometimes we get put through to some message, automated message, and we don't get to speak to the right person, and there's so many frustrating things that happen when we want to make that call. That's not the case in the gospel. We get right through to heaven, we get right through to the Lord Jesus, and there's no difference. We all can do it, and there's no difficulty. There's no difficulty. The Lord Jesus Christ has done the work at the cross at Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ, he did all the sin-bearing. He was the sinless Son of God, and at Calvary's cross, the Lord Jesus endured tremendous agony, tremendous punishment from the God of heaven. The Lord Jesus endured that because he had to die if we were going to live. Somebody had to pay for sins. And the Lord Jesus paid for it. Mind you, if you don't trust the Lord Jesus, if you don't own the Lord Jesus and call upon him to be saved, you will have hell to pay. There is hell to pay for sin. And you'll pay it by being in hell forever under the judgment of God. It's serious. If you don't make the call, if you don't trust the Saviour, if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, as Jonathan has been telling us, whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And it's the Lord Jesus who endured the cross and the punishment so that we might go free. But we have to trust him. We have to believe in him. No difficulties. Do you know the wonderful thing as well? There's no disappointments when you trust the Lord Jesus. No disappointments. There's not one person here today would stand up and say, I wish I'd never made that call. I wish I'd never trusted the Lord Jesus. Mind you, there is a tremendous number of people. I could not begin to imagine how many people are in hell tonight. And they have got one major disappointment. If they could have their life over again, the first thing they would do is call upon the name of the Lord. But the tragedy is, they're left and lost forever. There's no reception in hell. There's no reception in hell. But praise God, if you make that call today, if you make that urgent call, if you make that all-important call and say, Lord, save me, I'm a sinner, I'm going down to a lost eternity, I need you and I need you now, and you died for me on the cross, Lord, save me. If you make that call now, he will hear and he will save. If you leave it another day, another week, another month, another year, and out into eternity, life over, and you land, your soul lands in hell. And you read about that in Luke chapter 16. This is not me putting the frighteners on anybody, this is just gospel truth. And in Luke chapter 16, here's a man, he's in hell, he lived without Christ, he died without Christ, he's in eternity without Christ, and he can't make the call because there's no reception, it's too late. Disappointment does not begin to explain his sorry experience. But there's no disappointments for the Christian who trusts in the Lord Jesus, and there's certainly no disappointments in heaven. Do you know, boys and girls and older folk, that in heaven is a place of no tears, no sin, no darkness, no clock changes, because there's no time in heaven. It is just one glorious day. No separation and no sin. And I'm so glad I'm going there, because there came a day in Johnny's life and in others too when we made that all important call. Don't be like thousands who feel the stabbing pains at their conscience, see the symptoms of their sin, and just live in denial. Don't make that call. Because I can assure you that you will not be like that man who did make the call and wasn't attending to. The moment you call upon the name of the Lord, he will save you. What a call. All heaven is waiting for your call today. And the Lord Jesus is just waiting to attend to you and meet you in your need. Make that call today. Make that call. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall we pray?